Our readings this weekend have to do with prayer. And as I sat with the readings this weekend, I'll be honest, there's kind of three things that sit with me as I listen to them and where my heart rests, to be honest. The first is, it's very clear that our gospel reading is calling us to persistence in prayer. And Jesus says right up front, or the gospel says right up front, that Jesus tells a parable to people because they are called to pray without ceasing, and the persistence in that. And I will say that I think we have a number of challenges to our call to prayer in our day-to-day lives. One of those can just be that we have so many other things that compete for our attention, and we see prayer as just one more thing that we have to do. And yet we're called to recognize that our relationship with God really is the center of what we're called to be, and that everything else that we have to do needs to come out of that relationship that we have with God. And so prayer must be at the center of who we are and what we're about. Prayer sits at the very heart of the Christian life. And there's no getting around that. That if we have other ideas about that, we have to confront ourselves with the call to prayer in our day-to-day lives. And I do think that in many ways that means that we confront the struggles that we may have in prayer, whether that be distraction, whether that be a sense of not feeling God's presence, whether that simply be that our own thoughts go in many other ways. We have to wrestle with the reality that we're called to prayer. And when we feel the temptation to move away from that, that we need to stand at the tension of the reality that we're not responding to what we know is true and what we know is just. Our gospel reading deals particularly with perseverance. And I think there's many things that can keep us from praying, whether that be all the distractions that we have, whether that be our own sense of what's important. But one of the things that stands there is that for many of us, we've prayed for things for a long time, and they've not come to fruition. And yet our gospel calls us still to pray and to be faithful. And that even when we don't see the result of our prayer, we're still called to be faithful. Prayer, after all, is a relationship. It doesn't have a product. It's not about something we build. Prayer is simply about striving to be faithful to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And that may have a concrete manifestation. It may not. But it is what communicates relationship with the person that we love and with the one who guides us. I spoke this past week with the seminarians of Brute, our college seminary, and talked a little bit about my own experience of prayer, which is not perfect at all, but I indicated that, you know, the more faithful I am, I can't say that in that experience of prayer that I necessarily feel the closeness of God's presence, that I have it all figured out. But that if I'm not faithful to prayer, then my own ability to recognize God's presence in the day-to-day is softened. That I don't see God in all it is that I do. That somehow taking time specifically set aside to hear and to listen is very important to my ability to recognize God's call day in and day out in all that I do. If we stop praying, the sky doesn't fall, but something in us dies. We can never be satisfied with the idea that we don't pray every single day. We can never be satisfied with the idea that we're living out our Christian life if we don't listen attentively every single day. We are called to be a people of prayer, insistently praying for what it is that we believe that God is calling us to pray for, and striving to do that with everybody that we're involved with in all that we do. The second thing that sits on my heart really has to do with our first reading. We have this image of Moses and the people of Israel who are struggling with the Amalekites and are trying to find their way into the Holy Land. And we're told that in the midst of that battle, that as Joshua enters into that, Moses stands up and raises his hand in prayer. And yet he's weak, and he cannot do that on his own. And so Aaron and Ham sit him down on a stool, and they hold up his hands so he can continue to pray and can continue to bring about what it is that God calls for the people who are struggling. And where that sits with me, frankly, is just simply that, you know, every weekend as I stand out there and throughout the week, I'm called constantly. People ask me, can you pray for my mother who is suffering? Can you pray for my sister who is struggling in her own thing? Can you pray for my brother who's lost his job and doesn't know what to do? I'm called to pray for people all the time. At the same time, I'm also told repeatedly by people that walk past that I'm praying for you, Father. Or what do you want me to pray for? And sometimes I don't really have an answer for that. And yet I'm humbled by the idea that people are praying for me, and I'm humbled by the thought that I need to pray for them. And where that leaves me, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, we can't do this by ourselves. It's not just our prayer and what we do on our own. It's not just about whether I take time to spend time with God, but we really need other people to pray for us. We really need to pray for other people. We really need to be a people that allows ourselves to intercede for one another in all things and at all times. I'm so grateful for the people in my life that have prayed for me. Because let me tell you, I need it. I think all of us need to recognize that we need the prayers of other people. That we need to take time not just to say thank you for those that say they're praying for us, but we also need to be humble enough to say, I need your prayers. I need what it is that you bring before the Lord. Simply because we are a community of faith, because we are people that are bound together in our faith in Jesus Christ. And by being a people that holds one another in prayer, that constitutes a community of faith, that stands before our God as a community that is saved, that it is through that that we draw many, many others before the Lord in what it is that he brings and what it is that he calls us to. And so just as Moses sat upon the stone and those that loved him held his hands up, so we need to depend on others, on their prayers for us. And so we need to commit ourselves to praying for others in our lives that need us, and to recognize that somehow, in ways that are mysterious to us, that that prayer has power, has meaning, has purpose, has something that draws us more deeply into the mystery of the heart of God. That somehow in prayer, we ourselves imitate the heart of God more deeply than we do in any other way. That in praying for each other and in asking for prayer for those around us, somehow we discover the heart of God, and that we most truly live out what it is that God calls us to be. Amen.